Okay, good evening, everybody. It is now 6:30, so we'll make a start if we may. Right, so item number one on the agenda this evening is to receive apologies for absence.
Thank you, Chairman. We've received apologies from Councillor Faulkner and Cabinet Support Member Councillor Sankey.
Thank you very much. Item number two is declarations of interest. Are there any items that anybody would like to declare an interest in? No? Okay, thank you. Item number three then is to approve as a correct record the public minutes of the meeting held on the 14th of June 2021. I was not present, so I probably shouldn't propose them. That's a proposal from Councillor Allen. Can I have a seconder for the minutes? Councillor Peters. Any questions, queries, debate on the minutes? No? All those in favour? That's three from the members and one abstention for me, please. Thank you. I shall sign those. Okay, that takes us on to item number four, which is to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. So we have an urgent motion from me. So the motion is that on behalf of East Staffordshire Borough Council and our residents, we commend the England football team on their effort and honourable fair play in the recently concluded 2020 UEFA Football Championship. We also recognise the important part St George's Park, based in East Staffordshire, and all the staff there have played in the England team's achievement in reaching the final. So I would like to propose that motion. Can I have a seconder? You may. Can I just have a, sorry, can I just have a seconder first? Councillor Allen. Go on then, Councillor Peters. Do I have a seconder for that? I do not. Okay, we'll proceed with any debate on the original motion. No? Okay, so I'll move then to the vote. All in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. Okay, that takes us on to item five, the forward plan.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan from the 1st of July right the way through to the 31st of October this year. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Any questions on the forward plan? No. Okay, so we'll move on to item six then, which is the COVID-19 emergency planning recovery update, and hand over to James.
Thanks, Leader. So this report is slightly different in focus now to the COVID update reports that have been presented previously to the Cabinet, you know, at regular intervals throughout the pandemic. Previously, these reports collated the range of activities that were fundamental to the preparedness and response to the pandemic, but as the situation continues to evolve, the report is now focused on activities and opportunities relating to recovery from the pandemic, so aspects more aligned to the need for rebuilding and rehabilitation, if you like, as a result of the situation. But as you'll recall, we introduced a while ago the idea of a local recovery framework, which collated national, county, borough and ward level recovery opportunities, which we detailed in previous reports. So this report now builds on that framework, which you can see in Annex 1 on page 13 of the report, just as a reminder of that structure and some of the good work that's gone before. But this also now aligns to the Council's recovery work through the Staffordshire Resilience Forum. So as I say, we're looking here at activities and opportunities for recovery, and these are considered across the themes of local economy and business, infrastructure and environment, physical and psychological health of the community, and the last theme is around embedding new best practices and norms of behaviour. So if we look to the balanced scorecard style table on page 7, that summarises all the detail of these opportunities and activities, breaking things down across the themes, noting that some of these activities do span themes in places. So for example, improvements to infrastructure can in turn contribute to improvements to the economy or to health and wellbeing. So if we just draw out a few highlights, starting with local economy, there's some detail there about the financial support in the local area through the grants and reliefs that the council have continued to administer, so over £57.5 million at the time of writing, and also the work of the enterprise team, the environmental health team, etc., that continue to work closely with businesses in the area, as well as the town regeneration works that aim to help footfall to businesses, such as the Station Street and High Street regeneration projects, which link into the Towns Fund work, which also supports infrastructure and environment through the proposed projects in that programme. And similarly, there's the work around the Utoxeter Master Plan, as well as the ongoing Stay Local campaigns to help our local businesses. So looking at the physical and psychological health theme, we have the work there through the Everyone Active Partnership and the obvious health benefits from that. We're also working to replace the artificial turf pitch at Shobnal Leisure Complex this summer, utilising some available Section 106 monies, which, you know, not only improves the facilities, but also creates additional opportunities for activity there as well. And we have the second outdoor sculpture trail this summer, featuring sculptures of galloping horses building on the previous Swan sculpture trail. And this has, you know, health and wellbeing benefits, but also there's the sponsorship opportunities that these initiatives bring. And that ties back into those other themes around the economy, etc. Then we have our fourth theme of embedding new best practices and new behaviours. So our digital strategy will be a significant part of our work over the coming months and years, and there are a number of opportunities arising from that. And on a similar point, there are new practices that we'll be able to build on. So for example, the Brew House will be continuing some of their virtual offerings. And from within the council, as you know, we're currently using a new mix of virtual and in-person interactions and meetings. It's worth mentioning that some of the proposed Towns Fund projects could feature an emphasis on walking and cycling to create linkages in and out of the town centres, or feature encouragement to work from home into the future. So there's a range of opportunities, the business cases for those potential projects develop. And similarly, from a council practice perspective, officers are looking at the extensive preparations across a range of considerations as to how that gradual return to the office looks like, and what that working from home balance might be. So that's a quick run through of the highlights from the report, but all the detail is shown through sections 5.3 to 5.6. So while much of what the council does on an ongoing basis would contribute to any one of these four themes in any case, as I hope you can see, there's a lot of good activity from across the authority and its partners, and a number of key opportunities that contribute to the recovery of East Staffordshire and its communities and businesses. And with that, I'll pass back to you, Leader, but of course happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much indeed, James. Any questions or comments on the report? No? Okay. What I think that demonstrates is there's a lot of activity being brought together in a formal and structured way. And obviously the Cabinet are operating effectively as a COVID response and recovery oversight body for East Staffordshire. Okay, so the recommendation of the report is that we note the update. So is everybody happy to note the update? Brilliant, thank you very much. Okay. So I move that in accordance with Section 100A(4) of the Local Government Act 1972, that the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraph of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before the item number on the agenda.